Okay, Sydney, let's start with Canada to Florida and your route to college football. So you grew up Canada, right?
So yeah, no, I grew up in Canada, born and raised, you know, and then in high school, a little trouble getting recruited in the States. So
sure,
I made a move to Florida, and that's kind of how everything started to come along and how Illinois came and everything. So
yeah. So where in Canada did you grow up?
So I grew up in London, Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So not many recruiters rolling through London, Ontario.
Not at all. Not as much as you'd think. No.
So what was that decision like for your family of saying, hey, what about Florida? You can get noticed. You can maybe play manager, you know.
So it was tough, you know, leaving home early, especially not being with my family, right? It's just my brother and I that made the move down there. So it was a big change from that standpoint, not having the family point there with you. But, you know, when we moved down there, we moved in with a billet, right? And they made us feel like home as we were there, right? So they did a great job. We love them. Just like family now, and I'm sure we'll make more visits to see them now as we move on.
Sure. So what was it like? So what was the recruiting process like there, like your senior year?
So yeah, no, my junior year was a little slow. Didn't have much coming in. It was same with my senior year. Didn't have much coming in. Only really had 4 offers. Illinois came in real late on. They offered me on signing day, right? So wasn't highly recruited, you know. Just in the process of recruiting. Yeah.
So I saw some of your tape. Did you enjoy flying around and like sending people to the ground? Because there are a couple hits on your tape. Where I'm surprised the helmet stayed.
Yeah, I definitely love to hit.
Yeah.
And you could. I love to hit for sure.
Yeah.
And I love coming down, rallying to the ball. You know, and I definitely say that's something that I can bring to the table for the team for sure.
So is it a big step? I mean, what's the first week of practice been like? I mean, it's got to be a little overwhelming.
So
right?
Yeah, I came in late. Just over the summer, just came in late. Came in here on the second. It was a big speed adjustment, right?
Big speed adjustment for sure. Yeah.
And but I've been adjusting, learning as much as I can from coaches, listening, working on my techniques a lot, and I'm excited to see what the season has.
Yeah. Sure. So what, I guess, what was it? Were you thinking of signing somewhere early if that offer didn't come in that day? I'm sure you had talked to the coaches and you knew something might be coming. Were you going to wait till February? What was your plan?
So, my plan, if my plan was to be, I was going to wait till February. You know, I had pressure coming from like Tulane in South Dakota. So it's just some the American Conference schools, and then what is it? FCS. Yeah,
yes.
Some FCS schools, but it wasn't anything that I was really looking forward to, you know. And when Illinois came, it was just something that really excited me.
Yeah.
And I could see myself here when I came in my visit and everything. So for the process, you know, just kind of waiting it out, and just seeing what could come was definitely the route to take for sure.
Yeah. So, is there any? I mean, I guess you've had 2 years in the States, so there's no real Canadian to the United States adjustment yet, right?
No. I wouldn't say so. I mean, I came from a good football. Well, good football for Canada, you know. We had some athletes in the city that were going to school and going to like decent schools in Ontario, you know,
sure.
The CIS leagues and stuff. But
yeah.
it wasn't anything close to the type of football that I was playing in Florida, you know.
Yeah.
Especially in Florida, they're known for the speed and all that, right? But
was that a big weather adjustment, like Ontario to Florida?
I'm not gonna lie. My first week of training camp. For just practice for my high school team, you know.
I'm sure.
It was a big adjustment for sure, just adapting to the weather and everything. But, you know, just a couple weeks in, right, I adjusted to it. I was fine.
It's going to be hard adjusting back to cold weather again because, you know, it's going to get cold again, right?
It will. But, you know, I have that northern. I'm used to the northern
mentality.
Weathers for sure, right? So.
Okay, I appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. This is Jeremy.